And hi, Doug. How are you?
Great. I'm glad I don't have a car.
Why?
Well, when you're talking soccer, I have to find another station.
I was gonna ask.
Now, that's unfair, but I should be into it.
Yeah.
You know, I should follow it closer, but I don't have time between trying to follow the Blue Jays and try to follow hockey and try to do other things. I just don't have time to follow soccer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's not uncommon.
That's not a knock on it. I mean, no. I marvel at the skill, and I just have never ever gotten into it.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite player?
My buddy's daughter plays at St. of X. I really like
I don't
her.
Know who you are.
Yeah.
Doug, can you name one player in the world famous?
No, like soccer player.
Anyone.
Pelé.
Okay.
Pelé.
I'll give you.
That's the one.
I hate putting you on the spot like that. I'll give you Pelé.
He's 70. Anyway, I should have gotten into it. And I it's funny when you go around town during the World Cup in soccer, and I've been in Europe when the World Cup, it's just amazing. It's amazing. And I love the atmosphere, but I just never watch the games. I watch the guys in the bars or in the restaurants, but I just never watch the games. They're more fun than watching the games. Anyway.
Yeah, I get it. That was the first question we were going to ask you. So thanks for heading us off at the pass.
The hockey game last night was a bit like a soccer game.
So can I ask you something about this World Cup? We put it to Jeff Merrick, and I said this. Is this possibly, when they were putting this together and they went through all the scenarios of why this, how it could work, and they came up with like 50 of them, end results that would be really good. Is this the one or two scenarios where it's not so good?
First of all, and I mentioned this to Gary last week, Batman, when he was on with us, I said, seriously, this does not work anywhere else other than Toronto.
Yeah.
There's not a chance you can go to Montreal or to Chicago and even New York and play 17 games in 10 days and expect the building to be reasonably full. Not a snowball's chance. So this is the only place it can happen, in my opinion. Has it gone well? The North American thing has been a home run for them. It would have been nice if they would have advanced a little further, but they met expectations, or they were better than expectations, I guess. Team Europe has been a positive for them. I mean, for me, and I said it yesterday, if Team USA or Team Sweden are in this championship, it would have, for me, I would have had a little more interest.
Yeah.
I would have had a lot more interest, especially if it was Team USA. I would have been glued to the TV set last night if it was USA. I watched the game, but I wasn't glued to it. I found it a little boring, but that's okay. I knew that going in, that was the only way Team Europe had a chance to win, was to try to snuff out the neutral zone, do whatever they could to get the puck out of the zone and play a frustrating style game, and that's what they did. So that wasn't anything more than I expected, but I just would have preferred. I hated the way Sweden played. I thought they were a joke, to be quite honest. They come in with a great goaltending in Lundqvist, exceptional blue line, some of the best young defensemen in the game, and a good group of forwards, and they played horrible. They didn't even try to win for me. It was awful to watch because, I'd watched them on a power play, and they wouldn't even try to score in the power play, and they're leading the game 1-0 late in the game. It was crazy the way they tried to play. And I wish they were in this, but really for me, it's all about Canada and the U.S. I'm tired of watching the other stuff over the years. I just am. I mean, when I'd be scouting, I'd go and watch Germany and Austria play. Oh my God. You deserve every penny you make to watch that hockey. Serious.
Okay. So let me put this to you. Questions. Do you think, in your professional opinion, after watching what you watch, and the event's been terrific, we've seen some great hockey, it surely beats a preseason game, between Nashville and Minnesota. It really does.
No, and I said that yesterday on the show. It's been great. I haven't had to pay that much attention to training camps and the split squad games and the exhibition games and looking at. So now we move into that phase in the next few days, and it'll be, teams will be down. It'll be a little more intriguing. You'll be a little later into training camp, a little closer to the regular season. It's been good. It's been a success. I guarantee you they made a lot of money for the NHL and for the PA, which was a goal. And you know what? It's been a nice start to the season when you can see stars of the game. I mean, anybody You know, you go to that game last night and you get to see that collection of Canadian players playing together. That's fun for fans. You see that North American team. That's fun for fans. But for the European people that are here in Canada or able to come to this tournament to see their best players from their countries playing, it's fun. Yeah. So all of it has been good. It's been good. I just wish the USA would have been in the final. I really did. And I'm telling you, it would be electric here in the city if that was the case. And Sweden even would have been a little better. Russia would have been a little better. But we're so used to Russia disappointing. I said, nobody was surprised for me that they weren't here. So, I you know, to me, the dream of Gary and the group would be USA and Canada and a best 2 out of 3. And it would have been phenomenal, or 3 out of 5, or whatever it is.
Do you think that, two things, A, do you think that they'll go back to country on country in if they do this again in 4 years' time? And B, you know, I love the Ryder Cup. I put this out there this morning. What are the chances, and would you be interested in Canada versus everybody, Canada versus the world?
That would have been, that's an interesting concept, which I've never heard before.
8 games, like the 72 series?
Yeah, I've never heard that before. You mean an all-star team of everybody else versus Canada?
Yeah, everybody, bring it on.
Yeah, I mean, that would be really interesting, and I never thought of it before from a hockey perspective. I just don't see them going to country versus country. You imagine you're trying to sell tickets. And look, Toronto is the greatest hockey market in the world. Imagine trying to sell tickets, Austria and Latvia, on an afternoon, on a Wednesday afternoon in September. Not a snowball's chance. They can't go to that format. I just hope when they look at the women's World Championship, they do this format for that, or just have like Canada, Finland, and USA. Maybe they can learn something from it. I mean, the 15-1 scores are getting old, you know?
Yeah,
so
no.
I just don't see. I know Babcock said it yesterday, and I mean, he's dreaming if he thinks they're going to do a tournament with every country. Not a snowball's chance. But leave that for the Olympics, and the Olympics is special, but it's not going to happen here.
Douglas,
I think if they did it, they'd come back with the same format. I really believe they would.
Really? After watching this final, like there, I don't know if you saw the stands. And listen, I've loved the hockey. Don't get me wrong, I really have. I think the event itself has been really well run. I've really enjoyed a bunch of these hockey games. I've loved North America. I hope they do something like that again. And you're right. I would love to see country on country rivalry, but I would wonder if they've got sort of a weird feeling, because there's a weird feeling about the final.
Well, there's a weird feeling because of Team Europe. If it was Team North America, or if it was Team USA, or even if it was Team... Now, I like Team Europe a lot better than if it was Team Russia. For me, I guess a country would have made a difference, but I don't have a real problem with it, except it just doesn't intrigue me as much as if it was a USA, or even a Sweden.
Doug, we saw the Winnipeg Jets. Jacob Trouba wants out of Winnipeg. Do the Leafs obviously have some pieces that they can make that deal? Should they?
Well, yeah, Trouba is a real good young defenseman. There's no doubt about that. I think it's going to take a big deal. You can't trade a Trouba for a bunch of pieces. You've got to trade Trouba and think you've got the best player in the trade. And that's really what the challenge is. Like, you think about last year when Hamonic demanded to be traded from the Islanders. He's, you know, their best defenseman, and they would have probably considered a Trouba for Hamonic type deal. You got an age difference there. But overall, that's the type of deal that they wanted. It didn't happen, so obviously the Islanders wouldn't do it, or Winnipeg wouldn't do it. I mean, if you're talking to the Toronto Maple Leafs, you're going to say, number one, I want Morgan Rielly. That's what they're going to ask for. And the Leafs aren't going to do that, nor should they. You got Hamonic, or you got Trouba asking for huge dollars, and you got Rielly on to me a very good deal in the $5 million range. So that's not going to happen. I mean, and then you say, well, do you take 2 or 3 young players or a first round pick and combine them with a young Leaf player, a Nylander or somebody like that? And you're going to say, well, I'm Winnipeg. I'm not doing that. You know, so. It's not going to be an easy deal to do, and Chevy will let him sit. And the intriguing part of the whole thing is, as everybody knows, is come December 1st, if he isn't traded and he's still sitting out, he's out the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. And that came in the last CBA, and I think it was a great piece that was added to the CBA.
So,
you know, it's not an easy deal to make, let me tell you. Not an easy one, because Chevy's up against it, and he's got to pull an Eisenman right here. That's what he's got to do. And he's deep enough on his blue line, he can get away with it, and he's got to pull an Eisenman.